I'm curious if you have any advice in terms of, lately since I can't do walking, much walking meditation at all, you know, it's been mostly, you know, sitting meditation and then reading things. And I'm just curious, the thought occurred to me, particularly, you know, looking through Ajahn Lee and the forest teachers, that they, you know, they certainly didn't do so much reading. And I'm curious if you have any advice in terms of this. Basically, I find that, you know, if I slip into a bad mood, then I'll often just, there's lots of things to read, and I'm good at pulling myself out that way. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, that sometimes it might be useful just to, be in a bad mood for a while and learn how to live with that, learn what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, certainly, Ajahn Chah's encouragement, recommendation was, you know, if you have to read anything, learn how to read your heart. And certainly an important reminder to ourselves. The other side of the coin, or the other reality, is that with our upbringing and our conditioning and our education, to go cold turkey without any kind of reading is pretty difficult. So that, a lot of it is, you know, on a certain level, it doesn't really matter. Do you read? Do you not read? Do you, what matters is whether one is doing reading or not doing reading, or whatever one's doing. Are you actually paying attention to what is the motivation? What's the feeling? What's the experience of this? We're really turning the mind and turning our attention to reflecting on what's behind this, what's going on, what is the experience? Am I suffering? And not am I miserable, but is the mind being driven by some kind of restlessness or dullness or annihilation or propping up the sense of self? But that has to be investigated. Because sometimes you can just take, you can take a position of being, I'm a person who doesn't read, and be able to fulfill that completely. But it doesn't mean you actually investigate your mind. And similarly, it can be, you can worry that I'm distracting myself, which you might be from time to time, but it's the investigation, the willingness to investigate what's behind this, what's the motivation, what's the feeling, what's the experience, is there a way out of this, what is the way out, what's the Dhamma principle behind this?